This is the busiest season for Washington State ferries, the largest ferry system in the nation. They move more than 20 million passengers around Puget Sound each year. And the person responsible for making sure we all sail safely is Lynn Griffith. She came to the job from Pierce County Transit, and this is her first summer on the job. It's also the first summer for the new ferry reservation system on sailings to the San Juan Island. Griffith says they moved to the reservation system for practical reasons.
There's limited amount of service that we're able to provide with the fleet that we have and with the funds that are made available. So one way for us to serve our public better was to try to spread the demand across all the sailings that are available in some of the busiest areas of the system. The other thing that was very important was the doing something to manage the long lines and the long waits. And that has worked, even though there are still some complaints and concerns about the reservation system. One of the things that we have seen is much better balance in demand management and the long waits that people have experienced.
The lines are shorter?
The lines are shorter. The dock gets full, but we're not leaving as many people behind.
So the big news for ferries this summer, you've got a reservation system. For those who aren't familiar with it, how does it work?
You know, there are some challenges. It's a tiered release process, 30% 2 months out, so that's long gone, 30% 2 weeks before, and 30% 2 days before. So that's designed really to help the local residents have options, you know, when they want to make those last-minute travel plans. So if you're a tourist coming here, that, you know, is a little bit complicated for you. But then again, tourists plan ahead, you know, so they've likely made arrangements well in advance and have already taken care of the reservations.
So I just found out my friend on Orcas Island has an empty room and I'd love to go up there. What's your advice for me if I want to get on that ferry Friday afternoon?
Well, you still could make a reservation 2 days out, depending on what day you're going to travel. There is standby space. I encourage you to show up early. If you get your reservation, we're asking people to show up 45 minutes in advance so we can line people up, address the standbys that have arrived, and get the vessel out on time.
Lynn Griffith is with me. She heads up Washington State Ferries. Now, you just put a new ferry on the water. What kind of a difference will that make in service?
Well, it's making a lot of difference up in the San Juan Islands. It's a good-sized vessel. There have been various vessels that have been assigned to the island, sometimes inadequate in size. So this will certainly help for the summer. It has a beautiful sun deck, which seems to be very appropriate for traveling to the San Juan Islands.
This summer, that's for sure.
I was on the maiden voyage, and I think everybody on that vessel was on the sun deck looking at the beautiful day that we had when we sent that off on its first sail.
Does it have that new ferry smell?
It did. You know, when people got on board the vessel, I said, oh, this smells all new. And it was. It looked beautiful. The crew had scrubbed from top to bottom. They were taking a lot of pride in making sure it was good for its maiden voyage, and it's lifted everybody's spirits up in the islands. It's been a long time coming for them to get something new.
What's one thing you'd like to accomplish? Do you have something at the top of your list you might like to have done after a year or two on the job?
Well, number one right now is getting my team in place. That's been a big push, is to get a leadership team that can help me move everybody in the same direction. For a long while, I think there's been a separation between the management and administrative side of ferries in the fleet. And I think pulling that back together has been a top priority of mine. I've put a lot of attention to getting to know our crews, getting out on the vessels and interacting with staff and customers, because we can't do it without them, and they can't achieve what they need to do in the fleet without us. So that's working very nicely. In fact, just a few weeks ago, the Secretary, Lynn Peterson, and I concluded our ordinary seaman training.
And what? You learned how to be seamen?
We are ordinary seamen.
Aren't you sea women?
Well, sea persons. Sea persons.
So what did you learn how to do?
You are exposed to navigation and how to operate the rudder and how to set a course. You're not skilled to actually do it as a piece of the job. You get that orientation so you have a sense of what the other people on the vessel have to pay attention to. We learned how to load the vessel, you know, so the car deck area, big attention on the rescue boat and life saving and safety. Understanding our safety management system was a big part of the training. We had to get into the water. We had to do some interesting things. It was very fun.
So did the staff have a good time putting the boss through her paces?
Yes, I think so. And, you know, I think actually they were very happy and respectful of the fact that we did it. Because, I did get a card from one of our crew members that actually says, "Welcome aboard, shipmate." And I think that's a breakthrough.
Lynn Griffith, able-bodied seawoman and head of the Washington State Ferries. This is her first summer on the job.